Dean should be playing good this week because his mama, I mean his grandma.
What?
Good old T.Y. should be playing good this week because his grandma, you know, calling him.
Lit a fire under his ass.
Right.
I saw that.
I'm like,
we're right. Back, episode 71.
Maybe the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, just to try and get one of them.
Just because, you know, the Fitzmagic only lasts like 3-4 weeks tops.
Right. All right, everybody, we're back. Episode 71 of Buddy's Podcast.
Yay, yay.
Briss in the house.
What up, what up,
what up? What up, what up? Huge week.
Yeah.
Huge show.
Pumped.
First and foremost, we don't get this out enough. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Those are the real ones.
Mm-hmm.
All the bullshit I tell you to follow Chris on at the end of the show.
Yeah, it's
don't
just
listen
us
to
messing with y'all.
Yeah,
but you're not really going to follow me on Christian Mingle. Come on now.
Right.
Let's not go there, guys.
For Pornhub or TikTok. Right? Maybe
right.
TikTok. I don't know. It's a huge platform nowadays.
Yeah, it is.
But it does help, you know, shows like us like gain traction. And it'll incentivize us to do more stuff throughout the week.
Exactly.
Rather than just like our own planning and our own like, you know, just show or notes that we're taking for the show.
Like if you have questions, we're more than happy to answer.
Right. But our Twitter games week, Instagram games week.
Yeah.
But the podcast gets a ton of listens.
Yeah. People
it's
like us.
Just go in there and hit fucking like real quick. So, or not even like. Just what I don't even know what it's called.
Hey.
That's how fucking distant
hey,
I am.
Hey, look,
so
we
follow,
trying to get some more traction though.
Follow, connect, whatever you want to call it.
Right. Just do whatever. Just reach out.
Yep. Also,
stuff.
For you PC gamers,
you know,
Roller Coaster Tycoon is free right now. Go grab them shits.
Look, he's so excited. Like, his face lit up as he said it.
I saw it today.
He's like, oh my God.
Bro, I saw it today. I was like, oh shit. I'm going back and fucking playing this.
Dude.
Roller Coaster 3 on the Epic Game Store.
And like SimCity as a kid.
Yeah, man.
Dude, SimCity used to be lit before they went into The Sims.
Right.
Like, just building your own empire and then completely destroying it because you're like, you know what? I'm over this. Tornado, earthquake, tsunami. We're not even near an ocean. I don't care. Tsunami still comes in.
Watch out. So we're going to be going over everything week three. We're going to do a quick Thursday recap.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to do, you know, most shows are like, check out our sponsor.
Right.
So we don't have any sponsors. We don't even we don't even care about sponsors.
We
so.
Can shamelessly plug a few things, but you know.
Yeah, I got two.
All right.
Number one, drink more water. It's good. If you got yellow in your piss, drink water.
Drink the water.
Yeah.
Do it.
Number two, go get your goddamn haircut.
Yeah,
I see a bunch of people running around with busted ass haircuts.
Look, I feel a little bit attacked, but I'm working on it, all right? I'm finally getting back, you know.
No, not together. You. Your shit's usually like fucking crisper
wild
than anybody's.
Anyway. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It's been a rough, you know, couple months. But hey, I'm back to it.
Well, it's like that Hannibal Buress joke.
Mm-hmm.
When he's like, dude, I want, you know, I thought I was depressed, and then I just found out I just needed a haircut.
Yeah, dude, like, people do not realize that after haircut or, like, after you get your hair done, mood is just, bro, can't nobody tell you nothing.
Dude, you're a new man.
Your hairline is the crispiest it's ever been in its life, hopefully.
Right.
Like, you know, you looking real fresh. Like, the sun just shines on you a certain way in a post-haircut day.
Right.
Like, it's a beautiful feeling.
Go get your haircut.
Yeah.
Then thank you to our sponsors.
There we go.
So Thursday had a, I was actually, a lot of people are like, I'm not interested in this game.
Dude, I was actually a little excited. I
Me
wanted
too.
To see Florida Man and some potential Fitzmagic.
Right.
Did not get as much Florida Man, but I got some Fitzmagic.
Right. Well, I mean, Minshew had played so well in the first two games.
Yeah.
Where it was like, this could actually pretty be a pretty decent game if Miami can come
right.
up and play. But there's a lot of fantasy like prospects, you know, these are guys that probably won't make your starting lineup, but
I mean, in weeks like this week where injuries are killing everybody,
yeah.
like you needed some of these guys, you know, to play.
Yeah.
Shout out to the guys that got Robinson though, and actually played them.
Right.
Like, phew, you're sitting pretty comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, he's looked great in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to start because we saw a quarterback we haven't seen in a while. You've already elaborated it so quickly.
Man, Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic is back.
It's back. Like, dude, when he was out there, like, on a couple plays, I'm like, dude, is he trying to get knocked out of the game?
Right.
Like, he was just taking some hits head on. I'm like, slide, old man, please.
Yeah. And even Aikman said yesterday, like, during one of the sacks, that he took, and he's like, he could have gotten that ball out. I think he just took the sack to make sure that the clock kept moving.
Yeah, like he was taking hits that he shouldn't have taken, but it's like, dude.
Right.
Wow.
Minshew, he needs DJ Chark on his team.
Yeah,
it was
he does.
Very evident yesterday. If you can't pass on Miami.
Yeah, then it shows like you're struggling.
Right.
And honestly, I mean, as good as Fitz looked, there were a few of his passes that I looked, I'm like, we're a little off, a little wobbly, but Fitzmagic made it happen by any means necessary.
Yeah. I mean, Fitzpatrick looked good. Mm-hmm. I'm actually pretty psyched to see what Tua would do there.
Yeah.
But Gaskin,
I feel like that offense can open up a lot more with Tua under center.
Right. But to actually, just to finish off this Chark point, you saw it in Monday Night Football with you know, the Saints and Michael Thomas.
Yep.
You saw it last night.
Real huge difference, man. You have to have
like an elite wide receiver talent on your team to really flourish as an offense.
Yep. Because if you don't have at least one guy that can be your designated go-to guy, everything else is going to collapse. Yep.
Take notes, Quinn.
Yep.
Make the right
move. Because
you got
a guy you
right
need
move.
To pay. Pay him
right
now.
And I think that was very evident in that game last night.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's just, I mean, the Lions, they haven't looked like the same team. Like, a lot of people have Stafford as a kind of a sleeper MVP pick.
Yeah, but it's like,
he's not going to be that without Gallagher.
No, he's not. Like, he's still going to sling it around and look somewhat decent, but he's not going to be at his best.
Yep. Gaskin, huge game last night.
I
think
impressed.
He had like 27 touches or something crazy like that.
Yeah, 22 on the ground and 5 through the air.
Yeah, 27. Yep. It's a huge game. He's a 7th rounder.
Yeah.
It was projected. I just don't understand the idea of them like pulling him every time they get to the 1 yard line.
Still got to have some use for Jordan Howard,
I guess.
You know.
Yeah, didn't they sign him?
Yeah.
So
cuz they signed him and then they traded for Bereda.
Right.
Yeah. So they were planning to have a committee with those two.
Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately, like both of those guys, every time it happens, they get hot and then somebody else sneaks along and steals the job.
Yeah, exactly.
Sucks that happened to both of them in the same
year,
though. Like,
same,
on the same team.
Same year.
Like, all right, I'm going to push you out. I'm going to push you out.
Right.
Excuse me, fellas.
And one, I do like Chenault.
Yeah, Chenault, he's got a lot of upside.
Yeah, my only knock with him not being like an every week flex play, is just that the Jacksonville coaches have already come out and said that he's going to have they're going to limit his volume for the year because he's so young. They don't want to just burn him out.
Yep.
But I mean, if you watch this guy, like in the first couple of weeks, like he was taking carries out of the backfield, running over linebackers and safeties. Like he's quick. You see him coming out of routes, man. And he looks like a, you know, 5 year vet,
like a, you know, as we've seen before, like that type of what Tariq Cohen could be if he was used a little better.
Exactly.
What Percy Harvin once upon a time.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, man, these guys who can just fly all over the field and play every skill position.
Mm-hmm. I wish Reggie Bush could have been that. I'm still annoyed that no offensive coordinator truly used him like that. Because his career would have been better if he would have been, like, you know, flexed out in the slot here and there. Just used so many different ways in offense compared to just a running back.
Yeah, I mean, Reggie got a little bit of that action in New Orleans.
Some, but not as much.
When he was here, they just didn't know what to do with him.
Oh, they made him a between the tackles running back, and Joik Bell was the pass catching back, which made no sense to anyone with a brain.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we're gonna jump in. Should we just do injury news real quick?
I mean, yeah, it's.
So as far, there's a lot. Yeah,
I'm playing
the
world's smallest violin as we look at this because. At least one person listening, I'm going to say at least one person listening probably hasn't been affected by injuries this year. Like, that's how unrealistic that the chances of somebody.
Well, I didn't until a crazy trade happened in our league this week.
Oh, yeah.
I'll elaborate on that in a little bit.
You fell victim to it.
So, injury news. Who has been pretty much announced to go or is expected to play? Kenny Galladay.
Yep.
He's not 100%, but he looks like he's going to go. Juju's a go.
Yeah.
Jerry Judy's an official game time decision, as is Julio Jones. Now, here's a long list of the outs. A.J. Brown.
Yep.
George Kittle.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Ruggs. For the Jets, Crowder and Perriman. And actually two of their other wideouts, but names don't really matter.
But their names don't matter.
James White's out. Michael Thomas is out. Cam Akers is out. Devontae Adams is doubtful.
Yep.
And the Patriots center, I thought this was a pretty notable one. The Patriots center is out with like a broken thumb or something.
Mm-hmm.
Some other things. Jacobs and Waller practiced. Philip Lindsay's practiced, but he doesn't look like he's going to go. Watkins was scheduled to practice. I believe he did.
But he's still in protocol, I think. Yeah.
And then all Bucks are a go except for, I think his name's Watson or something.
Yeah, like Watson, guy. I think, is the one that's scratched out of the receivers.
Outside of that, though, everybody else is pretty much a go.
Yeah.
Cool.
Man, that's a lot of injuries. Like, last week was just Black Sunday.
Yeah,
watching it was the bad. Games. Like, oh, this guy's down, and this one's down, mm-hmm. and that one is down, too. And it's like, phew, man.
Well, I mean, we lost, you know, what's, in my opinion, the best running back in football, Saquon Barkley.
Yep. Which, I'm sorry if you drafted Saquon this year, because you completely blew your first-round pick accidentally within 2 weeks. Nothing that you did wrong. Like, had he been healthy, Saquon would have, put you in a great position. But, man, that's got to hurt.
Yeah. I mean, he screwed you.
Yeah.
He had a rough outing week one and then week two. It's like, oh, okay.
It's like,
oh, fuck me,
go.
I guess.
Yep. Like, yep. You got maybe, what, 10 points out of him through the year?
Something like that.
If that. Ooh.
All right. So, jump into matchups.
All right.
Where are we at? We're cruising right along. Where do you want to start?
We can start with, this old mauling that the Bears are going to have. Well, I don't know if I could say it's going to be a mauling that the Bears are going to get from Atlanta, because Atlanta showed us last week new ways to lose.
Yeah, and the Bears are 2-0. The Falcons are 0-2. Somehow the Falcons are, what, a 3.5-point favorite? Yep.
I don't see it, but hey,
3.5-point favorite somehow, some way.
Well, it's because they should be 1-1 rather than, 0-2, but they were idiots last week.
Yeah.
Never seen something so horrible.
Excuse me. Holy smokes. Try not to do that one into the mic. I don't know. Who do you like? Would you stream Trubisky this week? I guess that's kind of my first question.
Oh, I wouldn't. Like, I just can't trust it. As crappy as Atlanta can collapse, I just don't. I don't think I could trust it.
I think you can. I think Atlanta's going to put up enough points to where they're going to force Trubisky to throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can play him. He's got some ability to get out of the pocket and pick up a few yards on the ground as well. But I don't know. I would play Trubisky as of right now. He hasn't shown otherwise.
Yeah.
I mean, in the first three quarters in the Lions game, he looked rough, but came out
and
had
that
the
fourth quarter happened, and it was just, man.
Yeah, exactly. And then last week, he only had to play the Giants. But, he threw for 190, threw two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did he throw any picks? Yeah, he threw two picks as well.
Yeah, he did. Because they almost let the Giants come back in that game.
Yeah.
They almost did. And then they kind of pulled away out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because the Giants, remember, they were the Giants.
Yeah, but I think you can get a couple of touchdowns out of them again.
Mm,
probably a pick or two. Matt Ryan, I think, is for sure a go. Probably throw 3-4 touchdowns in this game.
Right, like he has every week so far.
What about the running back situation?
You probably got to start Gurley if you got him. It's probably not a good chance that you have anything else that you could rely on there. Montgomery, definitely a go. I want to say with it being a potential shootout, Cohen, but it's like a repeat of last year so far. Like, I'm not seeing him involved enough to really produce on that level where I can confidently say throw him in the flex or something.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
I think with Todd Gurley, with all the injuries going around, it's more than likely that you're going to have to start him.
Yep.
Kind of sucks because Chicago's not a terrible team on defense.
Yeah. But, you're kind of stuck in that position.
Yeah, you drafted Gurley to play.
Yeah, but, if you've got, Cohen there, avoid it. I'd avoid it.
Yeah, David Montgomery's a lock start. You're playing him.
Yeah.
But Tariq Cohen, I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it. Like, I was hoping that this year he could have bounced back, especially after he got paid last week,
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, so he's going to be a little more involved. Still nothing.
Maybe
it was just one game after, but I need to see a lot more. Like, I need to see him reel off a couple of games before I say I can consistently start him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, then we go to receiver.
I would start all three of Atlanta's receivers.
Yeah, as long as, they don't pull Julio last second, but it's Julio.
Yeah, obviously, if he's out, you don't play him.
Yeah.
But I would start all three of them if they're a go.
Yeah.
And then Allen Robinson, for sure. Anthony Miller, I wouldn't touch him.
Yeah.
He probably scores in this game. I still wouldn't start him.
Yeah. That's fair.
And I don't like either of the tight ends. There's too many good tight ends out in the league right now to play these two.
Yeah.
Hurst
has a lot of upside, but
I'm telling you, Hayden Hurst is not going to be the guy
By the way, shout out to my guy. I know you hate kickers, but Younghoe put up fucking 17 points in leagues that had kickers last week.
Jesus Christ.
You may have a Younghoe, but your Younghoe ain't cool.
So he outscored like every player on my team last week.
Pretty much, yeah. Like he just kicked the lights out last week.
Jesus Christ.
Dude was booting it.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I like the guy since he came in the league because of his name. Like, I might have to get a Younghoe cool jersey for shits and giggles.
Well, that's the thing with kickers, man. I was watching the game the other night, and the guy missed like 350-yarders.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, that's like 15 points off your fantasy week.
Yep. And or you look up, and it's like last week, the end of the Kansas City game. Oh, I can make a 53-yarder. False start.
That's the game I'm talking about.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and make this 58-yarder. Oh, we iced you. All right, I got to do it again. I made a 58-yarder earlier, and I just kicked this one, you know, back-to-back that way. I got to do it again? Yeah. All right, let's go home, y'all. I made it again. Buckner was just unreal last week. Like,
yeah.
Dude was
Who were they playing against? Because that guy missed, like, three.
Well, no, Buckner didn't miss any. Who?
It was the Chargers guy who missed, like,
three. Oh, it was?
Or maybe, no, maybe I'm thinking of the Sunday night game.
Yeah, it might have been the Sunday night game.
I don't know. One of the games.
You know what I was shocked that I saw last night, though?
What?
The game last night, if I'm not mistaken, I saw a black kicker. I was like, that's something I haven't seen in a long time in NFL.
Oh, I know, yeah.
I was looking like...
Jacksonville's...
Yeah, I'm like, Jacksonville got a black kicker? I'm like, oh, shit.
The last guy I can remember was a punter.
Yeah, and that was King, who is still not in the league for some reason. I don't know why, because dude was a talent. He just got hurt one year, and that was the end of him. Like, he went to Denver, and then it just didn't pan out somehow where he didn't even make the roster. Yeah. I like Marquette King, too. But like a place
field
kicker?
Goal kicker.
I don't think I've heard of a black place kicker. I can't remember one either. Let's.
That's a trivia question. while you're looking that up, and that's the next game. The my LA Rams are at Buffalo. Buffalo's a 2-point favorite to win.
Wow.
Who is it?
It says it was a total of 5.
Jesus. In the history of 100-year history?
Right. Dude, like, what?
They were probably, like, all in the 80s, too. Because I don't remember any.
Yeah.
Like, I've been watching football close since, like, the 90s.
It had to be, like, there had to be, like, a long, long time ago or something. Wow.
Who are they?
Let's see. You've got Obed Ariri, Donald Obuike. But these two are in Tampa, and then you've got Justin Medlock and Eugene Mingo.
Those guys aren't black; they're fucking Cubans who came over.
Bro, like it's gotta be in this case because I'm like, I mean, okay, Donald. No, Donald's definitely black. That name is about as African as you know.
What is it,
Donald Ibuike? I think.
Okay,
yeah,
probably
like
some
that's
pro soccer player or something.
You know, like, but man, that's insane. And then if you count in. Punters, you've got Marquette King, Reggie Hodges, Greg Coleman, and Reggie Roby. Like, dude, it's only wow. That's such a small number in the history of the league.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about the career of a kicker.
Yeah, like if you're a good kicker, though, you're set for at least 10 years, at least if not 15.
I know. Well, I mean, think about the dude who played for fucking Houston and then Tennessee, in Kansas City. Anderson.
Yeah.
Marty Anderson?
Yeah,
Morton Anderson.
He had like, what, a 20-plus year career?
He played like 25 years and made like $500,000 for every year.
Yeah.
Like, you know, dude made $15 million playing once.
Jason Hansen gave us, what, was it?
21 years?
Yeah, like 21 years. You know, Vinatieri gave about 20. Gostkowski's been in for the game quite a while. Like, Mason Crosby is old as dirt, basically. Like, you got kickers. What's his name? Elam. I think he used to be
Jason Elam.
Yeah, Jason Elam. It's another
one,
too.
He was for Philly for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I mean, there's a bunch of kickers.
Yeah.
That just, they get the job and they keep it for
forever.
10 years.
Like,
you know?
Very rarely hear about a team drafting a kicker.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't happen that often. And if you don't have a good kicker, it will kill you. I mean, just look at – remember that year the Lions were in every game and just couldn't win it because of a kicker, and then we got Prater, and it was like a godsend.
Who was our kicker that year?
Well, that was the year after we let Hansen go.
Right. Who was our kicker?
It was like a rotation that year because
we got that one guy who
we
was...
had Kickalicious, who should have been the kicker.
Right.
And they cut him.
Right.
And it was another guy.
We had that guy who was the kicker for the Eagles like forever.
Oh, so we did get Elam?
No, I don't think it was Elam. It was somebody.
Because, dude, that year was just horrible. Like, easy field goals and extra points missed.
This is shit we should know, too.
Yeah.
It was David Akers.
Remember? Akers. Oh, yeah.
David
I remember
Akers. Yeah, we
yeah,
had
Akers
him for
Akers was
a while.
So good.
Yeah, he was shit for
he
us.
He was horrible here, though. Like, man.
Right. Jason Hansen from 92 to 2012.
Man.
And then 2014, yeah, that's when we picked up Prater. I can't believe Prater's already been here 6 years.
Wow. It seems like it's been not nowhere near that long. Like, Jesus.
Right.
Time has flown.
Yeah. Prater's had, like, so many good games for us, but he's actually had a few big misses.
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
Whatever, though.
It is what
it is. He's a good kicker. So, yeah, Rams at Bills. The Rams running back situation is pretty sticky right now, but it looks like Daryl Henderson's the guy.
Yeah, because, I mean, Malcolm Brown had week one, and then...
Yeah, and then Henderson took over week two.
Yeah.
But, with Malcolm Brown, he had the thumb thing or finger, broken yep. finger. So that's tough to really come out and play with.
Yeah.
Obviously, with Cam Akers out, I think you'll see Henderson getting a lot of carries. I think he's pretty much an RB2 at this point.
Yep.
Are you starting Goff this week?
Nah.
How dare you talk about my quarterback that way?
Dude, it's not even talking about your quarterback. It's talking about the defense you got to face.
I know, I'm joking.
Like, I know that's your guy, but, ooh, that's ugly.
I think you can play him. I think they're going to, because Josh Allen has shown he's going to put up points.
Dude.
He's going to do it through the air.
That truck that Josh Allen had last week,
mm-hmm.
he trucked a linebacker.
Right. I mean, he's a big guy.
Like, he's a big guy, but it's like you don't realize it until you're in that moment and you see him truck a linebacker.
Right.
Like, it's one thing when you're a quarterback and you truck a corner. These aren't, like, the biggest guys on the field necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But when you – a linebacker, dude. Like,
yeah.
That's a feat. I'm sorry. Like, I don't even think I've seen Cam do that in a while.
Yeah, no shit. Did I send you the thing about Aaron Rodgers?
Oh,
about
yeah.
About the pick six thing?
Dude.
Sorry, that just made me think of it when it's
dude,
like, oh, he's trucking
but
a defender.
Honestly, when I saw that, I'm like, this is how it is when I play Madden.
Yeah.
Like, I intentionally want to run it back with the quarterback just to lay you out with him.
Yeah.
To be like, don't nobody get a pick six on me.
Yeah.
I actually did that once. Like, when Madden had, like, a decent career mode, I threw a pick with my quarterback, ran up on the guy and laid him out with a hit stick, and he fumbled, and I recovered it back. I'm like,
dude,
yes!
that happens more often than you think, man. Like,
yeah.
Because quarterbacks, like, their awareness is so high and the ball carrying is so low by the defender.
Yep.
You know, so you can hit them. And,
yeah.
Like, that's
you the, line it up the right way, it's just.
Yeah.
Phew. That's like that right alley that you get returning a kick in Madden, where if you meet the returner in the right corner, instant hit stick, instant
oh, yeah.
fumble.
Yeah.
Like, every single time. I did it to my brother one day, like, just back to back to back, and he like, dog, what's going on? This ain't funny. Oops. My bad. Psych.
All
gotta
right.
die today.
All right. We're never going to get through this Rams game.
We're going to make it.
Yeah, Henderson, Singletary, I think, is going to be a huge start
oh,
this week.
Oh, yeah, because there's no Moss
yeah.
to take any touches from him.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's definitely a start.
John Brown's dealing with some injury, but it looks like he's going to play.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs. I think Cole Beasley is, I mean, he's going to get you your 10 points. You know, that's kind of the rule on this show.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a wide receiver, you play Beasley. He'll
yep.
get you 10.
You get Cole. Steve yep. the Pirate got you.
Right. I like Woods and Kupp. I
yeah.
expect both of them to bounce back. I think the Rams are going to be kind of playing from behind and need to pass.
Yep.
Going down to tight end. Higbee, he's not going to catch you three touchdowns, I don't think. But
yeah. You know,
he's worth
the shock that Croft is in that offense not used as much because he was actually a decent tight end in Cincy.
Well, because they have a ton of weapons.
Yeah, true.
They've got, you know, really five options I'd rather hit than,
yeah.
you know, some backup tight end.
Fair.
The Washington football team 1-1 at the 1-1 Browns.
The Booty Bowl.
Dude, Cleveland's a 7.5 point favorite in this game.
I mean, I can kind of see why. It's
I mean,
Washington.
Washington hasn't played that bad to give Cleveland 7.5.
Dude, they only win was against a team whose quarterback was benched. Well, not benched, but was, you know, had made a turnover and was booed by an empty stadium. But, like, Philly is just different. You got booed in an empty stadium. How do you get booed in an empty stadium?
Right. But even... Okay, I'll give you that. But even then, like, I mean, they scored twice against Arizona last week.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, it was like 15-30, but I mean, I don't think Washington's as bad as a 7.5 point favorite going into,
especially
Cleveland.
Against the Browns.
Yeah,
you know, it's the Browns. Like, right. Chase Young may kill Baker Mayfield a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of open to that, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So, I think you can start pretty much all of the Browns that you expect to.
Yeah.
In this game. And then I really like Antonio Gibson and Scary Terry on the other side.
That's fair.
And I'm calling it now, dude. Washington's going to cover the spread.
I hope they do.
Cleveland's not that good.
They're not. It's the Washington football team.
Right. And look out for Logan Thomas as well.
Yeah.
He's gotten a lot of targets so far this year, I think. Let me see. In the first game, I know he got 8. And then he got 9 last week.
Well, that's because behind Scary Terry, who else you go throw it to?
Exactly. Logan Thomas, I think you're pretty much looking at, you know, starting him damn near every week in your lineup.
Pretty much.
And then Austin Hooper had 2 catches last week, 22 yards. I don't know. I didn't like Hooper
in
Atlanta.
I don't trust Hooper. Yeah, like, he was good last year in Atlanta because of the way they used him.
And
but
especially, like, towards the end of the year.
Like, to
no,
me,
no, he started off really hot.
To
right?
me, Hooper was more of, like, okay, I need to screen my tight end this week because my tight end's injured or something. I could pick up Hooper. He'll give me maybe 10 points. I'm good.
Yeah.
He's that type of guy. But a consistent threat to give me points to win a game? Nah, I don't trust it.
No, I don't either. I don't like Hooper. There's a ton. Like, even in this game, in the next game, mm-hmm. it's the 2-0 Titans at the 0-2. Love hearing it. Minnesota Vikings.
Dude. Cousins is looking like he did last year, but worse.
Yeah. I mean, he's had 2 rough outings.
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't as bad in the first game. They just got blown out by the Packers.
They did.
Let's see. I'm pretty sure the Titans
are road
favorites.
They lost Barr as well, too.
Yeah, they lost Anthony
So
Barr.
That's going to be a huge blow for them. So Tannehill, fire him up. I would.
Yeah, Tennessee's 2.5 point road favorites.
Yeah.
Tannehill hasn't had a bad game
as
a Titan in terms of fantasy production.
He's been a stud.
If he's on your waiver wire right now, grab him.
Yeah, because you may be in a position where your quarterback is not in a favorable matchup.
Right.
This is a guy in a matchup that's more favorable for him.
Yeah. And, I mean, I expect big things out of Ben Roethlisberger this year.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped him for Tannehill.
See?
Like, when I saw Tannehill was still on the waivers, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And I just picked him up.
Yep.
And now I have Lamar Jackson. We'll get into that trade a little bit more.
A little bit later.
I still don't like the trade. The more and more I look at it.
You gave up the field.
I had
like,
to.
You had to make that splash, but it's like,
no,
man.
it wasn't necessarily for me. It was for it was defense for everybody else in the league.
Yep. See, yeah.
And I've got a bone to pick with you. I'm calling
it's cool,
you out.
It's cool. Like,
I'm calling you out.
Look, I basically hit the panic button real quick. That's what it was, and I was like, all right, fuck it. I got to shake everything up.
You did it with like no thought, though. I think. Anywho. Tannehill's a go. Derrick Henry, I think, is going to finish in the top 5 of running backs this week.
Mm.
Minnesota without Barr.
Yeah, easily.
They've looked bad guarding the run pretty much.
It's going to look worse
already. Yeah, and it's going to look a lot worse. I expect Derrick Henry to get, you know, over, like 115 yards, probably throw, you know, mix in some catches there, a couple of touchdowns maybe.
Not bad.
Especially with A.J. Brown out. You know, like Tennessee's got to do something. And I like Jonnu Smith a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the games, he's all over the field. You know, he's always in motion.
Yep.
They're trying to get him the ball.
He's huge, too.
Yeah, he's a huge dude.
Dude's massive. It's weird because he doesn't look that small near Derrick Henry, which shows you he's massive.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anybody from Minnesota in your starting lineup outside of Cook?
I don't even know if I go Thielen, honestly.
Against Tennessee, it's a tough start. And I think Thielen's going to be on the decline, but you can play. I think you can start Thielen this week.
Yeah.
You drafted him to start him, you know.
Why not?
It's not much of a favorable matchup, but you can. Next game, 2-0 Raiders. Can you believe the Raiders are 2-0? Well, you remember last year I kept saying, you know, that's a good football team right
there.
Dude,
like, honestly, because even last week with the way that Denver, you know, losing their quarterback and everything, that division show last week, that's a hell of a division. Like, the Chargers took Kansas City to the wire.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders just gave it to the Saints on Monday night.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, Denver still looked, even though their injuries piling up left and right, they still look viable.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of my favorite divisions to watch right now.
Yeah, but for sure. Denver actually played pretty well, because weren't they the Monday night game week one? That was the last game.
And they lost at the last second to Tennessee. Yeah.
And Locke looked good. It's just without Locke.
Yeah, that's really what it is. But they were surging back without Locke last week. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah. But yeah, the Raiders 2-0 against the 1-1 Patriots. I believe Patriots are the favorite. Yeah, they're 5.5-point favorite. Which that doesn't really make much sense to me. 5.5 points.
I don't know.
No Henry Ruggs in this game.
Yep.
No James White. I think you can start a lot of players from this game. I am actually going to start Rex Burkhead this week.
Really?
I have to.
Yeah.
I have no backup running back.
So you got to.
Yeah, but no choice. Yeah. With, like we had mentioned in the injury report, with no center.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a starting center. That's a huge deal for your team. You're not going to be as efficient in the run, so you're going to be throwing the football around. With no James White, the pass-catching running back, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure, and you got to get the ball out quick.
Yeah.
It's got to go. It's sure as hell ain't going to Sonny Michel.
Nope, it's not.
So that's kind of my logic behind, you know, the Rex Burkhead play. I'm playing him over, you know, stuff like Jeff Wilson or Frank Gore or whoever else is just sitting on waivers for some reason. But, yeah, I like Burkhead this week. They actually upped his projected points to 14.
Yeah, they got him over Michelle now, so they must have factored in what you're factoring in.
Yeah. I mean, when I picked him up, he was projected for 5.
Yep, now it's 14. that's across the board. Like, I'm seeing it on other fantasy services that he's projected for, like, 12 to 14.
Well, I don't know. Let's hope.
Yeah.
Cam Newton and Derek Carr, I think both can be goes. I've kind of liked what I've seen from Derek Carr, but once he really starts landing those deep throws to Ruggs,
which that's when it's really going to open up everything.
Which obviously isn't going to happen this week, but I mean, he's just off by like a yard.
Yeah.
And he, like the one.
And it's not like Ruggs is a taller guy to kind of cover that extra yard, you know?
He's just speedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he overthrew him against the Saints. And then in week one, There was a kind of like a, it was like a deep crossing route where Ruggs just kind of broke, bursted past a cover three. There was no one there.
Mm-hmm.
And Carr just kind of threw it short.
Mm-hmm.
So when he caught it, he had to like run backwards for it and then go. And then the safety was able to stop him at the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
But that's a score, you know, and that's what I think Ruggs has all the upside in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Once him and Carr really get that timing.
You know, fun fact. Nelson Aguilar has more catches for a touchdown this year than the entire Eagles set of wide receivers. Yet he was dropping touchdowns left and right in Philly last year.
I know he had the big one in week one.
Yep.
Did he catch one last week against the Saints?
He caught one. That one literally is the one more than the entire set of receivers in Philly.
Yeah. I mean, who have they ran out there? Deshaun Jackson, but I don't think he's got a touchdown yet.
Yeah, they ran Rager last week. He didn't get a touchdown. It's been basically to the tight ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jacobs is a go. Would you start Bryan Edwards, Hunter Renfro, Nelson Aguilar? Would you start any of these guys?
I would.
Not this week?
Nah, because Stephon Gilmore is going to give them fits. Like, he's going to line up on whoever's the hot guy, pretty much.
Yeah.
And after last week, Stephon Gilmore is going to look to prove a point.
Right.
He's going to try to pick six this somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Because DK just made him look.
Yeah. That was, I mean, DK is just, he's so good.
And it wasn't just one play. Like, it was multiple plays where DK went grown man.
Well, Russell Wilson was just going for it, man.
Yeah.
He was.
Like, he was not scared.
No.
Defensive player of the year. Okay, watch this.
Yeah. And I mean, Russ shouldn't be, dude. He's got the nicest touch. He has. We've always said this on the show too. Russ has the nicest touch on the football out of anybody.
Like, he just throws it so beautifully.
He doesn't have the strongest arm,
but he gets it there.
Yeah,
and he's been actually showing a little more strength on his arm though. You know, so far this season.
Well, the way that I mean that is like, Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, like, Matt Stafford, they can all throw further.
Exactly, yeah. Even Aaron Rodgers could throw further.
Yeah, but none of these guys are putting the same touch on that football.
Yeah.
To where it's going to just, it's just going to drop land right in from the perfect angle to where the defender can't get it. And it goes, it's an easy catch for his wideout.
Yep.
You know, stuff like that. So, yeah, Cam, Derek Carr, I think. Actually, now that you say that, I don't think Derek Carr's really a play this week.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of Josh Jacobs.
Like,
it's going to be a lot of Waller.
Might have his defense, like, on one of the moves where it's, like, statement game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had a pick six last week.
Yeah, they did.
Edelman, you playing him?
Yeah, I would.
Playing N'Keal Harry?
You know, I want to say yes, but I still don't trust N'Keal yet.
I don't really trust him either.
Yeah, he had the big game last week.
Yeah.
But
and Demir Byrd, actually, he showed out really well early. I think Cam was just on, man. He was hitting everything downfield.
Like, whatever, if you open, I'm getting it to the ball to you.
Yeah. And, I mean, Julian Edelman, he had more yards with Cam Newton last week than he did
with Brady ever.
Ever,
I think. Yeah.
With Brady.
Like, Edelman was eating.
Right. Waller.
But they said they're, like, that's his go-to guy. He's been since camp.
Yeah.
So that's why I had kind of Edelman circled in a lot of leagues.
Yeah, for sure. I think you can play Edwards, but with what you said, kind of you just said the name and it kind of scared me
like
off
it's
of that.
Gilmore.
Yeah. So I think you're going to get a lot of Waller and a lot of Jacobs,
yep.
Heavy doses
unless
of that.
You know, I could see them trying to put Gilmore and, you know, the McCourty's on Waller almost all game to at least try to slow him down the way that they line him up everywhere.
Maybe.
It would be smart of Belichick to do it.
And, I mean, we've seen him do it before.
Yeah, because, I mean,
we've seen him do it big time in the past.
Like, when Vernon Davis was a monster.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm putting my best cover guy on.
Yeah,
me,
yeah,
I have
they would
to.
Do that all the time.
Yeah.
San Fran.
Oh, this is
one and one.
Bowl.
Yeah, this is the ugly bowl for sure. Versus the 0-2 Giants.
Man.
San Francisco is a 3.5-point road favorite. San Fran is banged up as
Dude,
bad as
are.
You can be.
They are. Like,
did all those injuries happen in San Fran last week?
No, these were at, so the irony, because they felt Jimmy probably could have played this week, but the injury was actually at MetLife, and guess where they're playing this week?
Oh, really?
MetLife again.
Huh.
Yep, so, you know, they were like, because there was a lot of question, like, people were saying that the 49ers were complaining about the turf out of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
and they think that may have led to the injuries, which is why they're not trying to rush anyone back this week for this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Man, ridiculous.
Would you play Mullins?
If I'm that desperate, I don't think I need to be in fantasy right now. Like, if you that desperate this early on.
Yeah.
Man, because, like, you, the only way is if Jimmy was your quarterback, and if Jimmy Garoppolo was your quarterback.
Even then, looking at it, I was kind of just setting you up for that one.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like,
even just
now.
Looking at it, like, you don't have any,
like,
no real threats at wideout.
Yeah.
You don't have George Kittle.
Kittle's out, yeah.
Yeah. Your running game is going to be depleted. Actually, I think they're
I mean, when Mullins has played in the past, he's been pretty good, you know, but.
Well, he's had, like, one flash game, and then the other, he looks just like, oh, that's the backup for sure.
Yeah. Let's see. Was it last year? No, it was a couple years ago.
It was a couple of years ago before they got Jimmy. Or no, wait. Yeah, it was 2 years ago before they got Jimmy G.
Yeah.
Is when he
came
out.
Well, no, Jimmy G tore his ACL. And Mullins took over as a starter late in the season.
Okay.
Yeah.
He had that one game. I forget. Was it? Who's in their division? It was against, I think it was against the Rams.
Because it's looking like his biggest game that year was against Seattle.
That's who it was. Seattle. That's who it was. It was a division game. And, yeah, they were on the road. It was like a Thursday night game.
Sounds about right.
And dude just went off.
Yeah. And it was like, where did you come from?
Right. I knew it was a division game. I remember that. But, you know, division games are always pretty good.
Right.
I don't expect that out of Mullins this week.
Yeah, it's not going to happen this week. Even though it's the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, nah.
I think you do start McKinnon, though, right?
Yeah. Because they're going to rely on that run game heavy, and he was looking good last week.
Yeah. I mean, rumor has it that Jeff Wilson's going to be kind of the guy who's going to get more touches in terms of on the ground. But, you know, they're going to utilize McKinnon in the passing game as well.
Yep.
I wouldn't start Wilson. I would play McKinnon.
Yeah.
Are you
me
touching
too.
Any New York running back?
Nah.
I am not.
Nah.
I'm not
doing it. No.
Are you starting Slayton?
Yeah, I would. I think I don't have a choice.
What about Tate?
I'm a little hurt on the injuries this week. Tate?
No go for me.
Yeah, because I'm like, how did he look last week again? I don't even remember hearing his name called too much. Oh, 10 points. That's baby numbers for Golden Tate. Yeah. Yeah, nah.
What about, how are you feeling about Evan Engram?
Still got to show me.
If it were me, he would not see my lineup until he drops a good game.
Yeah. And I need to see two good games back to back.
This could be it. This could be his good game.
It could be the start of the stretch, yeah.
But even then, you know, I don't even know who they play next week.
Yeah.
They're not the team with the bye, is it? It's, I know the Jets have a bye next week.
The Jets lost on the bye already.
Yeah, I'm not touching Engram. I think you can play Jordan Reed.
Yeah, because, I mean, he showed last week. He definitely, because there are plays dialed up in that playbook for the tight end.
Mm-hmm.
So those plays are going to come into effect.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm going to put the show on a quick pause. I'm about to piss my pants.
All right.
All right, we're back. Piss break's done.
Welcome back.
We just realized we have, like, every other game to get through, so let's go ahead and just kind of plow through them.
Yeah.
0-2 Bengals at the 0-2 Eagles, so another shit bowl.
Man.
You
got the shitty bowl?
Yeah, the Eagles are 4.5-point favorites. I think for a good reason. I expect Joe Mixon to have a pretty good bounce-back game.
Really?
Yeah. I think you can start Burrow this week. And honestly, against the Eagles, I don't know who Slay's really going to be covering, but I think you could throw out one of these wide receivers if you have to.
Probably.
Like, you probably don't have both.
Yeah.
But I think if you have either one, you can start them, and they'll get you something decent.
True.
With all that, with all the target share, what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, yeah. He's got to plug in. I'll just plow through this game real quick. I think with all of the targets that AJ Green's been getting, I think he's going to try and make something of it this week.
He really should.
Carson Wentz, I think you could probably fire him up, although he wouldn't see my lineup. Miles Sanders is a go. And I think these wide receivers really have to show something before they would see my lineup as well.
Yeah, like, I've been, like, up and down on the Rager train lately.
On the what train?
The Rager train.
Yeah.
That rookie that they've got, and it just ain't been panning out.
Yeah. He should be, like, a stash on a shit team.
Yeah.
Which
he was for me. Yay!
And I think both of these, or all three of the tight ends that are featured, I think you could play Sample this week as well.
Yeah.
0-2 Texans, which is crazy to say.
But, I mean, considering the teams they played.
Right. Yeah, they've had.
Sense that they're 0-2. They had two
Baltimore
two best
and Kansas
teams.
City.
Yeah.
Go against. They're visiting the 2-0 Steelers.
Yep.
I don't know who's the favorite. Oh, Pittsburgh's a favorite, -4.
Really?
Good luck starting anybody from the Texans, but you can. Because I feel like they're, you know, upper echelon of talent.
Mm-hmm.
But Pittsburgh's just that good. I would try to avoid it if you can, but I think you can totally get away with it.
That's fair.
And by that, I mean Watson, David Johnson, and Fuller. Those are the only guys I would really start from that
Beyond
team.
Beyond that, it's not really anything that I say
right.
even deserves consideration.
Right. On the flip side, you can start Big Ben. You can start James Conner. Juju is going to be a go for you. But I think Deontay Johnson could also be another nice addition. And then there's kind of a sleeper pick for me here is Chase Claypool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you watch him the first few games, like, he's had a couple of really nice catches.
And he's that deep threat that Ben loves.
Exactly. And James Washington, I mean, I don't – I think he's going to end up losing that, you know, that third role.
Yeah.
Instead of Claypool. Coming. Yeah, Claypool, he's playing hard, man. You can see him on special teams. He's flying around, like mm-hmm. – Yeah, he's definitely somebody to look out for. 0-2 Jets versus 1-1 Colts. Don't play any Jets.
Don't do it.
Don't play Gore.
If you are definitely on crack.
Right. Don't play Herndon. Phillip Rivers, Jonathan Taylor, T.Y. Hilton.
And hey, low-key, the Colts defense probably about to go stupid this week.
Yeah. The Colts defense should be.
They put up 15 last week on Minnesota. They definitely going to do 30 on the Jets.
Are you starting Michael Pittman this week?
You know, I thought about it. I don't think I'm going to do it.
No?
Not this week.
Chris says no.
Yeah.
0-2 Panthers at the 1-1 Chargers.
Go, Chargers, go.
There you go. I was waiting for it. Chargers are a -6.5-point favorite. Carolina's given up the most in terms of fantasy production to running
Fire
backs.
Fire up them running backs.
Fire up both of these guys.
Yeah.
Herbert's going to play.
Yep.
Did we talk about the
We didn't
thing
talk
last
about
week?
The Tyrod thing.
Yeah, like, he got stabbed in the lung by a doctor to give Herbert the starting
dude,
job.
Like, just insane. And we know that's the end of Tyrod starting, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's
Herbert,
it.
Because Herbert came in and looked too good.
He's not giving it up.
Like, you got thrown in the fire literally at kickoff telling you you're going to start, and you come out playing like that your first drive.
Against the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah. Like,
that's,
come on
that's
now.
That's a tough task.
Injuries or not.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. And I don't care what anybody says. Like, oh, they didn't game script for you. They didn't game plan for you. I mean, like,
Herbert and Tyrod are about the same to me. Like, they're both mobile. But,
yeah,
you know, they're going to try to be in the pocket a little more if they can.
Yeah, and I mean, he looked great from the pocket. That's one of the best, like, here you go, you're starting this week.
Like, I had a feeling the guy was going to be good, but last week had me like,
yeah,
he might be really good. Like,
he might be special.
Yeah.
Like, they may have gotten their next Philip Rivers.
Which, dude, think about it, how lucky the Chargers are. They went from the Ryan Leaf bust to Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, and now potentially Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
And still not a single Super Bowl to show out of it thus far, which is very sad.
I mean, they were, like, barely making the playoffs.
I know.
Or they were making it, but they, like, couldn't
like
win
barely,
a game.
Like, one of them fringe teams.
Yeah. Would you play Mike Davis?
So, you know, I've had to make that decision between him and Kelly. I'm leaning Kelly over
Davis. I would personally go Kelly as well.
Yeah.
Even though Mike Davis looks like he's going to get the bulk of the
touches,
carries and the touches out of
it's
the
just Kelly, these first 2 weeks has been looking pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Carolina, look how they let Fournette just eat them up last week.
Yeah. In week one. Didn't they play the Raiders week one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Remember Jacobs had like 45 points.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. That's all you need to know.
DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, even though they're going against really tough Chargers secondary,
yeah,
I think you can play them.
Yeah, you can. Because Teddy Bridgewater is smart. He's not going to force it to him.
Yeah, and it's not McCaffrey, you know, that's going to be the focal point of the offense anymore. It's going to be trying to get the ball to, you know,
evenly
you know,
distributed amongst those guys.
To these, yeah. Hunter Henry, you can play as well.
Mm-hmm.
Would you play Mike Williams?
You know what? I just might for this matchup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely a lot better.
Because Carolina's defense is in such a flux, you know?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of better players that you can play in his place, but if you need him in the flex, it's not a bad move.
Yeah.
If you got Mike Thomas and, you know, a bunch of other guys, you just need somebody.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a guy. Oh, and your 0-2 Lions. Your 0-2 Lions.
Who 0-2 Lions?
Yours.
I told you I was done with them.
Your 0-2
Lions.
And
last week further solidified it. Like, oh, my God. It was just so funny watching that game because the second that I saw Kerryon got the first touchdown and then I saw the clip of him doing the Lambeau leap, I was like, that is the end of the game. The Lions have lost. What do you mean? You're just Lambeau leap in Green Bay.
Yeah, you just poked the bear.
Right. Like, that's poking the worst bear you can poke. Come on now.
Yep.
It's disrespectful.
All right, let me rephrase this. Chris is 0-2 Lions.
Miles is on crack today,
at
I see.
At the undefeated 2-0 Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals are 5.5-point favorite. I got him going for way more than that.
Dude, way more. Like, and then you saw what Cliff Kingsbury said about the Lions' defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they straight asked him, hey, so what's the difference between this year and last year? Nothing.
Yeah, I don't see
it's
a difference.
It's the exact same.
Yeah, I don't see a difference.
Like.
He's absolutely right, man.
Yeah.
The only difference is we don't have Slay. Mm-hmm. When we were playing him, we had Diggs still. We don't have Diggs.
Yep. We don't have Snacks because we had Snacks at that
time. Don't have Snacks, yeah. Yeah. What else? I mean, there's a lot of things that happen up front.
Yeah.
That are
but
different.
You know,
yeah.
That's about it, really.
Is Coleman back?
I don't know. I don't know if he's back or not.
And I saw Trufant was practicing.
Really?
Yeah.
They need it. They need both of them.
Yep. Matt Stafford, if Galladay plays, you can play him.
Yeah.
Not going to be your favorite guy to play this week, but he'll get you 20, I think, as a quarterback.
Like, that's clean.
Kyler Murray, top five. We don't even need to talk about it.
Yeah, he's going to shred him.
Kenyon Drake.
Yeah.
For everybody who's been struggling with him this week, here you go.
This is when he eats. Because look at what running backs have done to us.
Yeah. Yeah. The Lions are going to say, fantasy owners of Kenyon Drake, you're welcome.
Right. There you go.
Dude's going to go nuts.
You're eating this week. Look at you.
Yep. You know what? I may have just changed my own mind when looking at the lineups. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Hopkins, obviously, you're playing.
Oh, yeah.
No Christian Kirk.
Yeah, so he's Larry, actually out.
So Larry Fitzgerald could be a great flex play. Mm-hmm. Let me pull my lineup up and go ahead and slam him in there real quick.
Mm-mm. Look at you, stealing Fitz.
Yeah. Oh, I just got offered a trade.
Oh.
Chubb and Gurley for Henry.
But you're already thin.
Not this week, brother.
It's like, but you're already thin, you know, kind of there, so I don't know.
Yeah. He's kind of crazy for offering that one. Will you go through which of your Lions you like?
I like Swift. I mean, his touches are consistent thus far, and they're only going to go up. Like, yeah, through the first 2 weeks, he went from, you know, 11 points basically week one, 14 last week. They're finding ways to get him involved in this offense. I like it. Definitely starting Galladay if he's available. So, you know, unless at the last second it's just, oh, Galladay ain't starting, start him.
Mm-hmm.
And I say Marvin is a safe start too.
Yeah. Actually, another one. I mean, I think Kerryon, dude, like this whole like three-headed Lions monster thing, it makes it tough to predict. But
yeah.
I think Kerryon's going to earn himself, you know, some more carries.
It's just weird.
As long as he can prove to be healthy.
Out of the three-headed monsters, Swift is just the most consistent thus far.
Yeah.
Like, you see Kerryon flash for a second, then you see AP flash.
Well, that's just because of the touches.
Yep.
Like, the distribution, I think they like Swift a lot more.
Yeah.
But Danny Amendola could be a sneaky player, like kind of like a Cole Beasley. Mm. When Galladay's out there, he's always open.
Mm-hmm.
And Stafford recognizes that, and I think you get the same production out of Hockenson as well.
Yep.
1-1 Bucks at the 0-2 Broncos. I'd imagine the Bucks are a pretty big favorite.
Oh, easily. Come on now.
Like, they're a 5.5-point favorite. Yeah. Who do you like out of Jones and Fournette?
I'm leaning towards Fournette more.
I'm also leaning towards Fournette.
They keep saying that, you know, Jones is their guy, but you can only, you know, ignore this hot hand for so long.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can only ignore it for so long, man.
I think you can play Fant and Gordon's in your lineup.
Yeah.
We done with that?
Yeah, that's it. There's nothing else to really see here.
1-1 Cowboys at the 2-0.
This will be a very interesting game to watch.
Seahawks are 5-point favorites.
This will be an interesting game to watch, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, my least favorite quarterback, Dak Prescott.
Right.
Dude, like, he balled last week. He literally put the team on his back.
Well, actually, it was a slow start. Yeah. He went nuts in the second half.
But, dude, did I not tell you that, like, last year, too? Like, with Dak, you look one half, he's completely retarded.
Yeah.
And then the next half, he's Hall of Fame caliber almost. Yeah. You're just looking like, what? Like, that's what makes him so entertaining to watch. He flips the switch so quick, and you don't even realize it.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, with last year, he really started doing it through the air, but he can still pick up, make big plays, get first downs with his legs.
It's like people are forgetting that he is a dual-threat quarterback.
Right.
It's like, you know, I noticed that with him. And at times, I notice people do it with Mahomes, too. People forget that Mahomes can go.
Well, that's just because they throw for so much.
Yeah. But it's just like they completely forget, and then you see it happen, and they break off like a 30-yard run, and it's like, we do got to respect the fact that you can run. All right, let's go back out there.
Right. And these are both teams that, you know, have kind of gotten away from being just a, you know, a full-blown run team.
Yeah.
You know, have turned to, you know, airing it out.
Yep.
I think you can start all three wide receivers for the Cowboys.
You could easily. All three are going to get you something.
Question.
Yep.
Is Metcalf now the number one on this team?
To me, he is.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Like, easily.
Yep.
Like, him and Russ are getting a nice chemistry on a weekly basis, just growing and growing.
Mm-hmm. Who is the guy that was the number one wide receiver for Seattle forever? Baldwin.
Yeah, Baldwin.
And I think Tyler Lockett's kind of fallen into that same
category. Yeah, where it's like, you know, because towards the end of Baldwin being there, Lockett took over and Baldwin just slowly faded out.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, Lockett's a great receiver.
No, he's still great.
But I think DK Metcalf is kind of taking over, like, really
he's
solidifying
the guy in that offense.
Yep. Schultz. Dude had 10 targets, caught 9 of them for 88 yards and a touchdown last week.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get a heavy dose. Dallas has a lot of plays designed to go around the tight end. Blake Jarwin was supposed to get a lot of attention this year.
Yep.
I think Schultz is a great tight end play this week. Mm. It's going to be a lot of yards in that game.
Yeah.
A lot of yards, a lot of points.
Yep.
2-0 Packers, 1-1 Saints.
This will be interesting to watch Sunday night.
Sunday night football.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers. Drew Brees.
Who does not look the same without Mike Thomas.
Right.
Man, so this can get interesting.
Yeah. Two of the best looking running backs in fantasy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Jones, Alvin Kamara.
Didn't both put up a 40? Yeah, both put up a 40 ball last week.
Yeah.
Yep.
In our league. Our league's a little bit different. We get half point
but
per first down.
No, legit, like most leagues, they still basically put up a 40 ball.
Right.
Yep.
And Aaron Jones for sure.
Yeah.
Kamara, I think he got a little bit more through the air.
Yeah.
He probably shaved like 5 or 6 points off for however many receptions he had. But pretty much everybody's doing, you know, PPR these days.
Yeah, so you're not doing PPR.
He had 9 catches.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Would you take the risk on Emmanuel Sanders?
I wouldn't.
No?
Last week, like, dude, last week was his week to eat, and he just didn't show up. Like, I don't know if it's just the chemistry isn't there yet for him and Breeze or what, but something ain't right there.
I think... Let me throw a disclaimer on this. This is coming from a guy who started Sanders last week in place of Thomas.
Yeah, I did. Because so, I really did think, you know, because even before, you know, like Thomas going down, I felt like Sanders was in a good position to eat in that offense.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have that consistent guy on the other side of him.
Yeah.
And Sanders can definitely be that.
Right. And then, I mean, Davante Adams probably not going to play.
Yep, so it's between Lazard and Valdez-Scantling.
Yeah, and I think MVS is kind of the way to go there.
Yeah, like Rodgers likes Lazard, but I just don't see Lazard capitalizing enough when he tries to go to him.
Right. And then the Monday Night Football game. This is going to be one of
the... Game of the year, possibly, so far.
Yeah.
Well, easily game of the year so far.
I mean, you got the MVP of the league going up against the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Which is also the MVP from the year prior as well.
Right.
Like,
I mean, we don't really have to hype this game up any more than it actually is.
Like, it's just, this game is going to be beautiful.
Here's my thinking. Mm-hmm. I hope a lot of people from our fantasy football league haven't made it this far into the pod. because Gus Edwards looked great on the ground last week. He had 10 carries for 73 yards.
Yeah.
When I watched that game, I was just like, man, like that's not even Ingram or Dobbins, you know. And he looked great.
And Edwards is the forgotten guy.
Yeah.
In that backfield.
Yeah. And a lot of people want to talk about Ingram, want to talk about Dobbins because they both put up decent numbers, I believe. I actually want to go back and see what Dobbins did.
Dobbins put up about 8.
He had 2 carries, 48 yards, and then he had 1 catch for 13.
Yeah.
And Ingram, he had a decent week himself.
Yeah, he had a touchdown. He
9 for 55 and a touchdown.
The Texan in the end zone.
Yeah, but I think Gus Edwards looked like the flashier running back.
Yeah,
dude, did the dog fart again? Jesus Christ!
Oh, God,
what the fuck?
You're killing this dog.
Oh my God. But yeah, you know who to start in this game.
Yeah,
I don't really need.
Like
to
it's kind of obvious.
But I mean, this is one of the most exciting Monday Night Football games I've been. One of the most games I've been anticipating, or you know what I'm trying to say here.
I'm just salty because I really wanted to try to make the trip to this game. Like, God.
Are they lone fans?
No, they're not. They're not.
Dude, it's so crazy seeing Jacksonville at a 25% capacity.
Man.
You know?
Like, and it just looks so lively.
Yeah. All right, we got like 30 seconds to talk about this trade. All right, we actually got a little bit longer to talk about the trade. So,
yeah.
Chris and I had agreed to a blockbuster deal. I was sending over Deshaun Watson and Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
And in exchange, because he needed big help.
Yeah.
Big help. He needed big help at running back. So he's going to send me Lamar Jackson and Cam Akers.
Yeah.
He knows I'm a Rams guy. He knew he could get one over.
Dude, he overpaid a little bit. Like, granted, yes, Lamar is a lot to give up. But if you're getting somebody like Deshaun in place, and, I mean, you know, last week was a rough week for him. Dude, Deshaun will bounce back. Even though it's against Pittsburgh this week, he's going to find a way to bounce back.
Yeah. That's not the trade I'm talking about because there's another deal that happened.
Yeah.
Okay. So in our league, we allow counteroffers to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris, against the guy he's playing against.
Which totally slipped my mind at that moment as I did it. Like, oh, shit, I do play him this week.
This isn't even the worst part of the deal, Chris. The worst part of the deal is he didn't give up any starters.
Yeah, I was burnt. I was really burnt by Mike Thomas. That's how bad it got.
I guess, because you made me save the league and kill myself. If it works out, I've got a top tier
team. I mean, we
team.
Both could work out pretty well off of this.
Yeah, but you know. The only thing is I didn't want to pay this much. Yeah. So the original offer was Mike Thomas and Mark Andrews in exchange for the star of the show was Allen Robinson.
Yeah.
Then it was Ronald Jones, Malcolm Brown.
And was it Higbee?
Fant.
Fant?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
For Michael Thomas and Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
Now, you do realize, like, if he gets Michael Thomas, Mark Andrews, he still has everybody in his starting lineup.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
got Cup.
I overlooked
he's
that.
Got all these guys. You make this team unbeatable. I had to intervene. I had to offer more than what he was, which really wasn't that hard to do, but it got rid of all of my draft stock. It got rid of all of my depth. And here I am playing waiver position. I'm playing waiver wire guys in my starting lineup at my RB2 and my flex because I don't have Michael Thomas.
Yep.
So, commissioners, I think this is something to look out for. I probably should have jumped in and canceled this trade from the jump.
Rather than counter it.
Yeah. But anybody who's listening, I mean, you probably don't need this advice, but you have to like protect the other teams around you rather than making one guy just completely unbeatable. And that's something that I think goes down in trades. Cause yeah, it could benefit you.
Yeah.
Like you probably would have won that. You probably could have gotten him this week
because
he didn't have anybody else to play.
Yep.
Like you took his flex option and the rest of his players, he would have been doing what I'm doing, but he still has Mixon and Jacobs. So it would have helped you this week. You probably could have gotten the win just off of, you know, taking his bench players. But it in the long run, like him having Mike Thomas and Mark Andrews
once he
there.
Comes back, yeah.
Yeah, because I had to give up David Johnson. Who else did I give up? DJ Chark.
Yeah.
Which kind of came back to bite you because he didn't play
yesterday.
Yeah,
because he just gets hurt out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, I got T.Y.
Hilton.
Yeah.
And then Hockenson as well.
Yep, Hockenson. Oh, I'm sorry, Siri. I didn't mean to do that.
Not you, Siri. Right. Not now. But yeah, I mean, I like my fantasy team right now, just because if you look at the starters, I got Lamar Jackson, which you know should be the number one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Derrick Henry gonna be a top runner.
Yep.
Especially with Saquon and
Christian
McCaffrey out, you know his stock went way up.
Yep.
RB2. I don't know what the hell. Who's gonna play there? This week I got Burkhead.
Yeah. It's just whatever's best on the waiver wire, he's going after.
That's where I'm at. I've got Julio Jones. I got Mike Thomas. I got Juju Smith-Schuster. And I got Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
Like, that's as studded out as you can ask for.
Mm-hmm.
If one of them go down, my season's done. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I could be lucky to get something off waivers. And the thing is, with the way my team is right now, I'm going to have to overpay for a running back if I want one. You know, nobody's going to trade me something that's just going to make me unbeatable. So that's where we're at here. Anywho, thanks, Chris. You put me in a very teeter-totter position of winning or losing.
Look, it's a dangerous game. Is you know, in the middle of this week, my other league, I renamed it the Gulag. Because this year of fantasy football is really the Gulag.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Gulag.
Yeah.
Will you make it out? Probably fucking not.
That's a
because after
good...
last week it's really the Gulag. Like, oh man, my team looks so good.
Last
and
week
injury,
was the
injury,
Gulag.
Injury.
Last week was the Gulag.
Dude,
week two, the Gulag.
Like, I had a kicker put up almost 20 points and I still lost. That is the Gulag of fantasy sports.
Yeah,
like just God, come on.
Yeah, man, 100%. It's a great way to put it. I didn't even think of it as the Gulag.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
It's horrible.
So what else you got? Oh, fuck, dude. Huge fights tomorrow night. Huge.
So ready. And last week was actually some good fights, too, but, man, I'm so ready.
Yeah.
So ready.
And this is back at Fight Island, right?
Yep, they're back at Fight Island.
Yeah,
next month.
253 at Fight Island.
Yep.
Man, this card's good, too.
Yeah.
Shit.
Because is it, what, two, three title fights Saturday? I know there's at least two.
Don't
because isn't the light heavyweight the co-main event?
It is.
Yep, for that interim belt.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was for the interim title.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, remember, John Jones did drop it.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
So, Reyes, who gave John Jones a fucking run for his money, I think he's got a good shot to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Adesanya or Costa, who are you going?
Dude, I'm going Adesanya, but I'm kind of paranoid by Costa. Like,
yeah,
dude's a real test for Adesanya.
Yeah, this one could go either way.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to it going either way either. Because I know there's going to be a rematch.
Yeah, for sure. I personally like Adesanya, but this is one of the hardest fights I've ever think about.
Because, like, just looking at how Costa is, and what really made it stick out to me was seeing how both of them fought Romero.
Yeah.
Like, Adesanya was too patient with Romero, and Costa was just like, I'm coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you the boogeyman? Okay.
Yeah, it was.
I ain't afraid of the dark.
I know. Going back, and I watched a lot of like Adesanya's old like kickboxing fights.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just so dominant in that, and just seeing how he's giving it to guys like Whitaker and Romero and all, you know, just mm-hmm. beating like. I understand the Romero fight and how that one looked.
Yeah.
But he did win the fight.
Yep.
I'm personally going Adesanya, but I wouldn't be shocked if Costa finished him in the second.
That's exactly how I feel, too. You know? Like, I'm not too shocked if Costa wins, but I'm still going with Adesanya.
Yeah. Adesanya's just shown me, like, you know, expect him to do what you don't think he can, mm-hmm. you know? All right.
Adesanya just wins off of a Danielson crane kick out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, wait, is this Karate Kid? What the hell happened?
So the you think the Nuggets are all gassed up seeing 3-1?
Dude, they ready. They're like, let's go to the finals, guys.
They're like, all right, 3-1, it's our time.
Jimmy Butler, man, they're a game away. Miami is a game away.
Yeah, Miami, you know, Tyler Hero.
Dude, Tyler Hero was lights out the other night. Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, wait, we didn't pick our winners.
Oh, no, we didn't.
How did we do last week? I didn't even tally it up. Dude, I was so hungover on Sunday. I, like... couldn't even fathom trying to do anything related to.
Oh, dude, I was basically just drinking the entire day Sunday because I decided to make myself miserable waiting for the Chiefs game by going to my brother's house and watching the Lions game with them. Even though I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just pull up the screen real quick with my NFL Red Zone and watch that.
Yeah,
and it's just still just in the background seeing it. Like, I know this is gonna happen.
Yep.
It just still hurts, even though I'm not like as invested. I would hate to be fully invested this year.
I don't know anyone who really is.
Finny.
Really?
Finny's foot. Like, I keep telling him, dude, just take a step away this year. Do it for your sanity. Nope, I'm not doing it.
He's
I'm riding with
invested
the ship.
In the
and it's
Lions.
Like,
that's brutal.
Dude, you got to pull away. You can't do yeah. it to yourself. Yeah. Like, dude, even because, like, Big Sean was on Jalen and Jacoby the other day. And, you know, he was like, dude, it hurt. He, like, I mean, I'm a diehard, so I'm a cheer, you know, till I die, but. It hurts. And, you know, Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like, huge Lions fan.
Yeah.
Dude, he's hitting the point because he was on Rich Eisen's show this week. And he was like, I don't know how much longer I can do it. He's like, I can't even watch the games and be invested anymore. It's to the point where I just don't want to get my hopes up and feel defeated on Sundays.
Yeah. I mean, I've kind of felt that way for the past, like, the past, like, 3 seasons.
Yeah.
Like, you know... kind of you find another team to just kind of root for
yeah,
you know,
know
in case it doesn't
just,
work out. You always want the Lions to do well and you always
yeah
you know,
I mean you can't help it. You've given your childhood and so many other years to it, you know.
Right.
And to you folks that have done 50 years of the Lions, I don't know
yeah.
how you did it.
Yeah, bless your heart.
Like, man,
some loyal dedicated motherfuckers right there.
just can't
right
can't ooh, it hurt.
Yeah, so hopefully what we've said is will help you out. Last week, yeah. honestly,
look,
this show was not accurate last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, but it was just, last week was such an...
It was a weird week of football.
Yeah.
I'm writing it as an anomaly. It doesn't matter,
yeah,
doesn't count.
Yeah, because that week was just like...
Yeah.
I'm looking at this happen, and I'm like, huh? Like, I think the one thing we may have gotten right was Aaron Jones running a train on the Lions.
Well,
but that's just
everybody.
That's a given.
Yeah, and you're starting Aaron Jones if he's in your lineup,
right? So you know that's not even something that we could really say. Hey, we pointed this out at least. You know,
yeah.
It's like it was a give me.
Yep. I mean, last week I lost to my entire team got outscored by two players.
Yeah.
See. Aaron Jones and Alvin Kamara.
Yep.
Literally, like I dropped like 89, and those two had 90 alone.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So looking for a big bounce back this week.
Yeah.
Again, just give us a follow or a like or whatever the fuck they call it on social media, Twitter, Instagram. And
follow us.
Yeah. That's our show.
That is. That's it.
That's it.
At the end.
Yeah, I think
we've reached the end.
Remember, Roller Coaster Tycoon is free right now. Go get it.
Get it.
All right, that's it.
Peace.
See you next week. Peace.